This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in this beautiful day that God has made. God bless you and thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Herbert McLean, Herbie Mac. I'm the encourager. As I stated in the comment section and also in the description of this video, if I want something I've never had, I must do something I've never done. Well, right now, it is time to step out of the place of the familiar and step into the unfamiliar realm of the spirit. That is the supernatural realm that takes us to another level in our walk with Christ and in our relationships with others. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Herbert McLean, Herbie Mac. I'm the encourager. God is good and he is greatly to be praised. Lord, we thank you right now for another beautiful day, another opportunity to fellowship with your spirit, fellowship with one another here virtually, online. God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're getting ready to do. We give you praise, glory, and honor for what you have already done. You have already proven to be a faithful God, to be a good God, to be a friend that stick closer than a brother, to be an advocate, to be a standby, to be a helper. And we thank you right now. We give you praise in Jesus' name. I want to welcome everybody that is tuning in, that will tune in on replay. Can I tell you that your life will never be the same? You're getting ready to enter into another dimension in God. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to encourage you to get to know him today. The Bible says if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. That's the only way you're going to be able to get in on this blessing. You're going to be able to get in on this shift and this protection that comes from Almighty God. I am focused on making changes that will improve my life. Can I encourage you to focus on changes, making some changes? Yes, that will improve my life. That means if I'm not drinking enough water, I need to drink more water. If I'm not exercising, I need to make the necessary changes so I can exercise a little bit more. Come on, because the quality of your life is improving based on the decisions you make. Now, let me decree right here on the onset that every long-standing problem that you've had in your life is being taken away right now by the hand of God in the name of Jesus. Yes, every long-standing problem. There may be a situation that you've been dealing with, even a health issue. Come on, even a relationship issue. Maybe it's a financial issue. Can I encourage you that long-standing problem in your life, that problem that seemed to not go away, it constantly resurfaces, it constantly comes up. Maybe it's a nagging negative thought that you have about yourself. Come on. Or a nagging negative thought that you have about others. Can I decree in your hearing today that the hand of God is removing that problem, removing that long-standing problem right now in the name of Jesus? The Bible says where two or three agree here on earth, it will be granted to us in heaven. So right now, I'm bombarding heaven in the name of Jesus on your behalf, that long-standing problem, that long-standing issue is being taken away right now by the hand of God. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. God bless you. Thank you all for tuning in. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Everything that is out of alignment with God's will for your life, I decree that it is dismantled and dismissed right now in Jesus' name. If it's not in alignment with the purpose and the plan that God has for you and the future that God has for you, I decree right now that everything that is working against God's plan is destroyed in your life. Hallelujah. There is going to be a dynamic shift, a major turnaround taking place in your life. I decree the manifestations of success in your life, and all the endeavors that you are going to take on in your life will be a success. I decree manifestations of success. I come against depression. I come against suicide. I come against low self-esteem. Come on. In the name of Jesus, and I decree victory. Can I decree victory in your hearing? The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let me tell you something. I speak the manifestation of God's blessing in your life as seen like never before. Everything that the enemy has stole from you, God is restoring it back to you in Jesus' name, starting here, starting now. You are officially released from the bondage of your past, from the pain that the enemy brought long time ago, long-standing pain. In the name of Jesus, I decree that I'm strengthened by the hand of God to have good success and earn prosperity in the name of Jesus. And I decree the same over your life. I decree right now that you are strengthened by the hand of God, the same strong hand of God that removed that long-standing problem is the same strong hand of God that is strengthening you on the inside out. Hallelujah. God bless you, Bishop Darrell Saunders. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I decree right now that you're going from one level of strength to the next level of strength, beloved. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. You did not lose anybody when they walked out of your life, but you gained peace. Come on. You gained another opportunity to move forward in your destiny. Some of those people that turned their back on you, some of those people that lost and left you, amen, they were meant to fall off of your life because they're not destined to go into the future with you. They're not a part of your destiny. That's why they had to be left behind. Hallelujah. And I see new connections. Come on. I see new connections coming into your life. Amen. I see new doors opening up for you. Hallelujah. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you do not faint. I come against fading right now. I come against giving up in the name of Jesus. Can I decree right now that your days of difficulty is over? The difficulties is over. Am I saying that challenges will not come? I'm not saying that. But it won't be difficult. Amen. Am I saying that you're not going to have to climb some mountains? No, but it won't be difficult. Why? Because the strength of God is strengthening you. Amen. Right now, there's somebody here, you're looking for employment. and you're so frustrated. You're so frustrated, but can I tell you, you're going to get a call. Amen. You're going to get a call this week. So stop worrying about it. Put it in the hands of God. Amen. You're going to get a call this week. You're going to get a job this week. Amen. So stop worrying and stop stressing. The bills will get paid. Do you know I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread? And there's somebody here, you've been looking for a companion. And God says, I got the right person for you at the right time. So you might as well just get ready. Because that companion will find you. You will find them. And it's going to be good. I say this time around is going to be better than the last time. I don't see no separation this time. I see a death do us part union taking place. God, Jesus. I see a death do us part union. I decree that every wall preventing you from entering into your season of breakthrough is torn down right now in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Elder Melvina. Thank you so much for watching. I say every wall that's preventing you from entering into your season of breakthrough is crumbling. Just like the walls of Jericho came tumbling down, those walls that's preventing you from entering into your season of breakthrough is torn down right now in the name of Jesus. And I command that every activity of the wicked one is frustrated by the anointing of Jesus Christ. No more nagging thoughts. No more negative thoughts. Let me tell you something. Those thoughts are not your thoughts. Do you know the enemy? He suggests things. See, that worry and that stress. And definitely, I see a lot of worry about future. You know, you're worrying about your future. Stop. I can hear the Holy Spirit saying, stop worrying about your future. God says, I know the plans I have for you. God says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. And he says, there is good thoughts, great thoughts, awesome thoughts, thoughts of health, thoughts of wealth, thoughts of prosperity. Amen. So stop worrying about your future. The activities of the wicked one is to get you worried, to get you stressed out, to get you afraid of what's ahead. But can I declare to you that what's ahead is good? Can I declare to you that what's ahead is better than what's behind? You think you had some good days yesterday. If you keep your mind focused on the Lord, your tomorrow's is better than yesterday. There's glory ahead that you haven't even seen or experienced yet. God said, don't you know that I'm taking you from glory to glory? From strength to strength, but to get there, I got to take you from faith to faith. And in order to go from faith to faith, you got to hear what thus says the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank God for fellowship with the Father right now. I can feel the hand of the Father. I can feel. Thank you. the hand of the Father reaching down from heaven hallelujah touching you right now the Holy Spirit is in you right now. The Spirit of Christ is all over you. How you doing, Lachelle? God bless you. By virtue of the victory we have in Christ Jesus, I declare that you are triumphant, that you're winning all battles. Every way without losing out on any. Yes, by virtue of the victory that we have in Christ. Can I get a little theological? I got to get a little theological for you. When we came into Christ, we're in Christ. Everything that Christ earned and accomplished on Golgotha is ours. Okay, let me get a little personal. Everything that Christ earned and accomplished on the cross is yours. It's yours. His victory, his resurrection, his ascension is yours. In fact, the Bible says that if we have placed faith in Jesus Christ, we have died in him. And by virtue of his resurrection, we are now raised with him. And when I said his ascension, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians that we are now seated with Christ. In other words, we have ascended. Everything that he earned and accomplished on Golgotha or the cross is yours. So by virtue of the victory that we have in Christ Jesus, I declare that you are triumphant. That long-standing problem is being removed by the hand of God because you are triumphant. That depression is being removed now by the hand of God because you are triumphant. That stress, those nagging thoughts, is being removed now by the hand of God because you got the mind of Christ. Huh. If I was you, I'd think myself happy. If I was you, I'd think myself delivered. If I was you, I'll think myself ascended on high, floating above every issue that life can bring. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to encourage somebody, even to the old age, God says, I'm carrying you. He says, even in your old age, I'm carrying you. Come on. Don't be afraid of your retirement running out. Don't be afraid of you not having enough money and not being able to be employed. God says, I'm carrying you. And he says, I will not drop you. He says, you will not fall. He says, I will not let your feet be scraped by a rock. He says, because you are in my hand. He says, your future is in my hand. God says, I love you. He says, that's the reason why the enemy is fighting you the way he's fighting you, because he's trying to distract you from where I'm taking you. He says, but if you can just keep your mind stayed on me, he says, I'll keep you in perfect peace. He says, everybody else will be going crazy. And say, he said, you will be sane. Everybody else would be in despair. He says, but you would be delivered. He says, everybody else would be mad, but you'll be happy and you'll be glad because the hand of the Lord is upon your life. Do you know that it is God's business to take care of your affairs? It's God's business to take care of your affairs. Why are you worried? Those things, I just seen some kids. You're worried about your children. And you have every right to be concerned, but God says stop worrying. You can't change them by worrying. The only thing you can change by worrying is yourself. You can change your good health to bad health. You can change your happiness to sadness by worrying. God says you can't change the disposition of their heart. He says, but I can. He says, the heart of the king is in my hand. He says, stop worrying about it. Do you know that your prayers are being prevented from being answered when you worry? See, when you worry, you're basically trying to work it out in your own mind yourself instead of giving it to God and let him work it out. Can I encourage you to take every issue, every problem, every circumstance and lay it down at the foot of the cross right now? In fact, if I was you, I would get an imaginary nail and an imaginary hammer, and I'll take every issue and I'll nail it in the hands of Jesus that was pierced. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Why don't you leap into the supernatural today? Why don't you step in to the waters of the Spirit and let it go? Hallelujah. I ask God that your hand be upon us and grant us peace on every side in the name of Jesus. Every area of our life shall experience the peace of God in Jesus' name. Every area. We got 7 more minutes. Can I say that every area of your life, from this moment forward, decree with me right now. Decree with me right now. Every area of my life will experience the peace of God in Jesus' name. Say it again. Every area of my life will experience the peace of God in Jesus' name right now. I release the peace of God. I release the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. And I release the love of God that's going to help your relationships with others. Hallelujah. You know, there's some people you just got to forgive. You got to look over them. Not look over them. Let me rephrase that. You got to look over their pettiness. You got to look over their offense. In fact, you got to love them so much that you cover their sin. Hallelujah. I activate the blood of Jesus right now in your life. I activate the blood. I activate the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus that forgives sin. That's powerful blood. That's the supernatural. That's supernatural. When we're talking about the blood, not only was it real blood, it was the blood of God that was shed for the remission of our sin. But that blood not only was natural, but that blood is supernatural. The reason why it's supernatural is because it still works. The reason why God is taking you into this next dimension, the reason why God is relieving you of those long-standing problems, frustrating the plans of the enemy, amen, dismantling the activities of the wicked one on your life, the reason why he's taking you into this prosperous place is not just for you, but it's for those who are connected to you. Hallelujah. I'm reminded when Jesus prayed in his high priestly prayer, and we got 4 more minutes. When Jesus prayed his high priestly prayer, Melvina, he said, I pray, Father, that they become one as we are one. Can I release the oneness of the divine nature in your life today? In your mind, in your psyche? Decree, I am one with God. And if God can love them in spite of them, so can we, because we've been strengthened by his spirit today. Hallelujah. Now, let me say this, that your light that you have on the inside is brighter now. Why? Because you've just experienced another level of glory. So it's light, it's brighter now, it's dazzling. Amen. So you got to be mindful of the words you speak to others, because they're powerful. Be mindful how you treat others, because some of us are entertaining angels. And if we pass the test, we go on to the next level. We've stepped into the spiritual realm. We have stepped into the supernatural. I invoke the activity of the blood of Jesus. Every voice that is speaking against your breakthrough is silenced right now. Every voice that is speaking against your breakthrough is silenced right now, because the activity of the blood of Jesus Christ is at work. In Jesus' name, glory to God. We thank God for his spirit today. I thank God for each and every one of you. Here we are up on 2 minutes. 30 minutes of encouragement here with Herbie Mac. God is good and he's greatly to be praised, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Hallelujah. I bless God. I bless God. Because he keeps on blessing me. Amen. And he keeps on blessing you. I pray that there was something said that has encouraged you, that has strengthened your faith, that has enlivened your hope. Amen. That has increased your love for yourself, your love for God, and your love for others. For more information about what I do and how I do it, what I believe and why I believe it, you're more than welcome to go to our website. The website is in the link below, in the comment section, and also in the description. If you're listening by way of the podcast, you can go to www.apostleherbiemack.com for more information. Well, until next time, may this Jesus keep you in perfect peace. I love you. God bless you. And I'll see you next time.